Some of the biggest stars in the NFL are in Las Vegas this weekend for the Pro Bowl games, and some of them might be changing teams this offseason. Today we're going to talk about Pro Bowlers who could interest the Jets on the Locked On Jets podcast.
You are Locked On Jets, your daily New York Jets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, this is the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. It's Friday, February 3rd, 2023, and I'm your host, John B. from GangreneNation.com. Thanking you for making the show your first listen or first watch every day. This podcast is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. If you like what you see or hear, hit the subscribe button where you're watching or listening so that you'll never miss an episode. If you're listening on a podcast source, please give the show a 5-star review, and if you're watching on YouTube, please give this episode a big thumbs up. These things help the podcast out and help other Jets fans find Locked On Jets. And today's episode of Locked On Jets is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. Well, this weekend in Las Vegas, some of the big stars in the NFL are there for the Pro Bowl games. There's no tackle football game this year. Instead, it's been replaced by a skills competition, which actually got underway last night, and then over the weekend, there's going to be flag football games. For years, I wondered why they played the Pro Bowl game, because it was a game that completely lacked intensity. It was never entertaining, and I always said that they should do something like this. They should set up some sort of skills competition and name a Pro Bowl team as an honor for great performance during the season. I'll be honest with you, now that they've done it, I wonder why they even need a Pro Bowl team. I wonder why they need this weekend. But hey, maybe you enjoy it. So if you enjoy it, you know, don't let me stop you from doing that. And of course, only some of the big names are there, because a lot of the stars of the league are either playing in the Super Bowl next weekend or opting out. Now, there are a couple of names who are going to be active this weekend who could be changing teams this offseason. Some of them may be available in trade. Some of them are about to hit the free agent market. And on today's show, we're going to talk about some of the players who could potentially interest the Jets this offseason because they play positions of big need. And the most obvious name is a guy I've been talking about a lot in the last couple of weeks, and really in the lead up to the offseason, and that's Derek Carr, the quarterback of the Raiders, who's still technically the quarterback of the Raiders. Now, if you followed the events of this week, Carr was named late as an addition. The quarterbacks are opting out of this game left and right, so Carr got the nod. And there was some talk that maybe a trade could be imminent. And the reason for that is we've been discussing how Carr has about $40 million guaranteed if he's on the Raiders on February 15th. Well, if Carr gets injured, a good chunk of that $40 million becomes guaranteed, if he suffers an injury that's so serious that he cannot play. And you may remember, going back to the regular season, the Raiders actually sat him out after they were officially eliminated from the playoffs because they were worried he'd get injured. And in doing so, they probably hurt a lot of their leverage as they tried to trade Carr. So there was talk, you know, could Carr suffer an injury this weekend? And could that move up the deadline for the Raiders to make a move? Because, you know, out of fear that maybe he'll suffer an injury. Now, it's amazing how things come full circle in the NFL, because a lot of people don't remember this, but in the late 90s, the NFL actually played this game for rookie all-stars. It was called the Rookie Beach Bowl. It was played on the beach, and it was a non-contact game. I can't remember whether it was either two-hand touch or it was flag football. I can't remember which of the two it was. And the Patriots had this really good running back who had a great rookie season, Robert Edwards. He was actually drafted to replace Curtis Martin. This was the year Curtis Martin signed with the Jets as a restricted free agent. So the Patriots lost Curtis Martin to the Jets. They drafted Robert Edwards to replace him. Edwards has this great rookie season and then suffered a career-altering injury in the Rookie Beach Bowl in a non-contact football game. So although it's unlikely a player would suffer a serious injury this weekend, it's not exactly without precedent. In fact, they got rid of this Rookie Beach Bowl because of the Robert Edwards injury. It was a terrible thing. He tore four ligaments in his knee. And a few years later, he was able to make a comeback with the Miami Dolphins for a year, and he played in Canada, but he was never the same player. It was really heartbreaking stuff. So, you know, it could happen. will the Raiders make a move? You know, we don't know. And one of the things I've been thinking about the last couple of days is there's an awful lot of buzz in the media about the Jets going after Aaron Rodgers potentially. And a lot of that comes from the fact that the Jets hired Nathaniel Hackett, Rodgers' offensive coordinator, his former offensive coordinator with the Green Bay Packers. There really has not been a lot of buzz about Derek Carr. So as much as I've been talking about him, as much as a lot of Jets fans have been talking about him, it's not clear how much interest there is. Now, of course, that's not necessarily something that is a lock. It's not something that guarantees that the Jets lack interest in Carr. Sometimes teams are very secretive. Sometimes they're able to keep their intentions quiet. But you know, at this point, I actually do wonder a little bit whether the Jets are that interested in Carr or whether they have their eyes set on Rodgers. On yesterday's show, I talked about some of the key dates in the offseason. And one of the things that I mentioned is that, you know, whether it's, you know, whether the deadline has moved up to the start of these Pro Bowl flag football games, or whether it's still February 15th, Carr is probably going to be teams are probably going to have to make a decision on Carr sooner rather than later. So the question for the Jets that's in front of them is, are you willing to bypass any opportunity to get Derek Carr to try and get Aaron Rodgers? And there's a risk involved in that, because if you strike out on Rodgers, there's really no above-average quarterback available left, because Carr will already be off the board. Now, of course, it's possible the Rodgers timeline gets moved up and he makes a move. We never know what Aaron Rodgers is about to do. But there really are two above-average starting quarterbacks who are expected to be available. I'm going to assume Lamar Jackson's not going to be available this offseason. So the two guys who could conceivably move teams right now, as far as I see it, are Carr and Rodgers. And if you're just passing on Carr on the notion that you're going to get Rodgers, you're taking a big chance, because I think, as we've seen, things change quickly with Aaron Rodgers. And as I've mentioned over the last couple of weeks, the Denver Broncos, when they hired Nathaniel Hackett last year, it certainly seemed like part of the rationale, maybe not the entire thing, but part of the rationale behind that was they thought Rodgers was going to get traded. They thought Rodgers was going to leave Green Bay. And of course, Rodgers changed his mind at the last minute, as Aaron Rodgers is known to do. Now, last Friday, I did a show where I talked about how I felt like Aaron Rodgers is just too expensive right now, because if you look at the money the Jets will owe him and how much money is going to be on their salary cap as dead money after we presume Rodgers is going to retire, and on top of that, the compensation the Jets would have to pay Green Bay in terms of draft picks in a trade, I feel like it's too expensive. But even if we get past that, if Derek Carr is available and you have an opportunity to sign him, I feel like that's the move you have to make, because you have to come out of this offseason with an above-average quarterback. So even if you're of the mindset that, you know, Aaron Rodgers is not, if the price is worth it for Aaron Rodgers, which I'm not, I don't know that I love the idea of taking the chance, letting Derek Carr go, because I think it's important that the Jets get somebody in here who can provide stability at the quarterback position. It's not just good play. It's that you don't want to find yourself in a position going forward where you have to draft somebody. I think part of the reason the Jets have missed on so many of these quarterbacks is that they have entered these drafts in years where they felt like they've absolutely needed to take a quarterback. It was certainly that way in 2009 with Mark Sanchez. It was that way again in 2018 when they drafted Sam Darnold. And once again in 2021, I feel like the Jets entered that with the mindset that they needed to draft a quarterback. And I'm not sure I agreed with them at the time. At the time, I felt like it was a viable option to find a veteran. And I feel that way now. And I feel like, as much as anything, the benefit of the veteran quarterback is that you don't find yourself desperate. You make mistakes in the NFL when you're desperate. That's probably the most frequent scenario where teams make mistakes, is when they find themselves in a situation where they feel like they have to do something because they're desperate. You don't want to be desperate. So the Carr situation will play itself out. You know, we'll probably get some sort of resolution, you would presume, in the next couple of weeks. There's never a guarantee in the NFL, especially when you're dealing with a team as erratic as the Raiders. And again, when you're dealing with a quarterback as erratic as Aaron Rodgers, the timeline could move up unexpectedly too. But Carr could be available pretty early, sooner than you think. Now, head here on the Locked On Jets podcast, we'll continue our discussion of Pro Bowlers who could potentially interest the Jets this offseason. And we're going to turn our attention to a position Joe Douglas values, a position where Joe Douglas has used a lot of resources, in a position where, frankly, he's not done very well, and that's tackle. And I'll talk about a player who could be available as we continue on this Friday episode of the Locked On Jets podcast. Today's episode of Locked On Jets is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. As a small business owner or hiring manager, you know that success in 2023 depends all about the team members you surround yourself with. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. With LinkedIn Jobs, you can hire qualified candidates more efficiently by matching open roles with people who have the skills, values, and experiences to help you achieve your goals. I bet the Jets wish they had LinkedIn Jobs to fill some of their roster holes this offseason. They'll have to turn instead to the draft, trades, and free agency. But LinkedIn Jobs can help you attract qualified candidates to your open jobs with targeting tools. And they go beyond resume data by using insights from your job post, company, and their 875 million member profiles to put your post in front of the most qualified candidates. Identify the most qualified candidates on LinkedIn Jobs and connect with them fast and for free. LinkedIn Jobs makes it easy to screen and rate applicants based on your qualifications all in one platform. And this is why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. That's linkedin.com/lockedonNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you again for making Locked On Jets your first listen or first watch every day. This podcast is free and available on all platforms. That includes YouTube. If you enjoy the show, please give it a 5-star review if you're listening on a podcast source or a thumbs up on YouTube. Today we're talking about the Pro Bowl and players who could be changing teams this offseason, participating in the Pro Bowl games. I want to talk about the offensive line now, because there's no guarantee the Jets are going to get an expensive quarterback this offseason. What the Jets have told us is that they are going to look for a veteran quarterback, but some of the veteran quarterbacks may not be as expensive. Once you get past that top tier, which probably includes Carr, it probably includes Rodgers, you could argue whether it includes Garoppolo. I've really soured on Jimmy Garoppolo in recent weeks as I've dug deeper into some of the things he's done in the situation he's been in. But once you get past that, you get to the Jacoby Brissetts of the world. And then once you get past Brissett, you get into like the really discount guys like Gardner Minshew. And if the Jets strike out on the top tier options, they're not going to be spending as much money at quarterback. And I feel like some of the budget will go towards players who you build around the quarterback. Because if you're not going to have an above-average quarterback, essentially, you need to lift the quarterback up. And that means building the best infrastructure imaginable. And we know the Jets needs to do some work on the offensive line. It's been Joe Douglas's one of his top priorities. To be fair to Joe Douglas, that's more than you could say for Mike Maccagnan. It's probably more than you could say for John Idzik. It's also more than you could say for Mike Tannenbaum after the first couple of years. You know, he started as GM, drafting DeBrickashaw Ferguson and Nick Mangold, and brought in Alan Faneca and Damian Woody in free agency early in his tenure. But late in the tenure, the offensive line slipped. And it kind of slipped for a while, and it really was not a priority for Jets front offices. Joe Douglas came in 2019 and used a lot of resources trying to upgrade the offensive line. But as we know, he has not been very effective at doing that. There have been some moves that have been good. I think the Connor McGovern signing has been good. I think the trade-up for Elijah Vera Tucker has been good. Almost everything else has been bad. I mean, maybe you can find a mild success here or there, but there have been a lot of strikeouts. And I think back to his first offseason running the Jets. Now, he was hired after the 2019 offseason. So the offseason heading into 2020 was really his first offseason running the Jets. And the Jets kind of made a fateful decision. Now, I don't know whether they could have gotten this guy, but it seemed like they kind of zeroed in on George Fant over a bigger name free agent at the tackle position, and that was Jack Conklin. Now, Conklin had some injury issues in his past. We don't know how much that played into it. But essentially, it seemed to me like the Jets really focused on Fant over Conklin. Conklin signed with the Cleveland Browns. He left the Titans. He went to the Browns and really had a number of excellent seasons, whereas the Jets struggled with Fant. We know that Joe Douglas is not a GM who typically sets the market in free agency. He typically stays out of the top end of free agency. I think for the most part, that's good. You know, if you're a longtime listener, you know that I think that one area where teams really put themselves in a tough spot is they overspend on guys who aren't that good in free agency. And for the most part, guys who hit free agency are not that great. I thought at the time Conklin was an exception. I thought Conklin actually would have been worth the big spending that the Browns did on him, the big spending that the Jets refused to do on him. And I think in a world, and you know, this also comes down to the quarterback position, because if the Jets invest a quarterback, it might be tough to do this. And I think that it becomes tricky even without the Jets investing a quarterback, because they are tied up against the cap. And one thing I want to make clear is that I'm not saying all three guys I'm mentioning on the show are going to be options together. I'm saying that there are a couple different ways the Jets could go about their offseason. I don't think the Jets will be able to afford all three guys I'm going to mention. But if they're focused more on building the infrastructure around the quarterback, I think Orlando Brown could be a guy they look at, a guy who started his career with the Ravens, went on to the Chiefs. He's played both left tackle and right tackle in his career, and for the most part, he's been excellent. And if you look at, I don't need to tell you what a mess the tackle position was for the Jets this year. And a lot of it was based on injuries, but what do we have? I mean, can we count on Mekhi Becton to stay healthy at this point? Can we count on Dwayne Brown to keep playing football? Because Dwayne Brown himself was playing injured. You know, he started the year on IR, and then he was kind of playing hurt. And I respect him because he actually gave the Jets some decent football at points during the season, but I don't know that you can depend on him. He's clearly not the player he used to be. Clearly a guy who's in decline. So you don't know what to do with tackle. Can Max Mitchell develop into something? You know, I don't think he was that good. In fact, I think if anything, he was a little overrated this year by the fan base, because I think people had expectations that were so low that Mitchell couldn't help but exceed them. But I think he really struggled quite a bit. Now, he's a guy who was a fourth round pick who was not supposed to play this year. So could he grow into a quality tackle in this league? I think it's possible. Can Elijah Vera Tucker hold up a tackle over the long haul? He played a couple of decent games. I'd say better than decent. He played a couple of good games at the tackle position. But is he better suited for guard? You know, the Jets may not have a choice but to play Vera Tucker at tackle. But if you could stabilize the tackle position and kick AVT back inside, that might be the best thing for the Jets. Because you could still, you know, in the case of an injury, you could still move him outside. But you could deal with kind of kill two birds with one stone, addressing the tackle position while sliding AVT to guard, and AVT would help out the guard position. It's tough. And again, this would be kind of a departure for Joe Douglas, but we've seen that in exceptional cases, sometimes he's willing to throw away his core philosophies. And an example of that last year would be when the Jets had a chance to get Breece Hall. I've got to be honest with you, the day two of the draft, entering the second round, I did not think the Jets would get Breece Hall, because I just did not think Joe Douglas would take a running back in the second round. It's not the way he operates, but that was an exceptional case because Breece Hall was so talented. And not only did the Jets draft him, the Jets traded up for him. So is this an exceptional case where there's a guy who, you know, a guy who's been a really good tackle through his career, potentially hitting free agency, a guy who's probably going to get one of those contracts that resets the market? The guy who's good, should be in the prime of his career right now, could really stabilize a position of need. A lot of talk has been about the Jets potentially using the 13th pick at the tackle position, but as we know, it's not so easy to find offensive linemen through the draft. But Becton was supposed to stabilize the tackle position for a decade, and it has not worked out. So I think that's one of those spots where it's really tough to find guys. If you can find a guy who can lock down one of the tackle positions, it's worth it. Now, head here on the Locked On Jets podcast. We'll close out this Friday episode, and we're going to turn our attention to the defense. There's not a lot the Jets defense needs, but there's a couple spots where they could use an upgrade. And I'll talk about one of the premium players who could be available at one of those positions as we continue on this Friday episode of the show. This episode of Locked On Jets is brought to you by TurboTax. Go to TurboTax and don't do your taxes. Meet with an expert who will do them for you. TurboTax experts can relieve you from the stress of taxes and file for you so that you can do not taxes. Show your eyes things that are not taxes. Unpack a moving box of not taxes. Taste not taxes. Sing not taxes a lullaby. And hope not taxes sleeps through the night. In fact, grab a saddle and ride not taxes into the sunset. With TurboTax, an expert will do your taxes from start to finish, ensuring your taxes are done right, guaranteed, so you can relax. It feels good to be done with your taxes, doesn't it? Come to TurboTax and don't do your taxes. Visit TurboTax.com to learn more. Intuit TurboTax. Full service products only. Video meeting while expert does your taxes required. See guaranteed details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. This is the Locked On Jets podcast here on this Friday. We're talking about the Pro Bowl games, and we're talking about a couple players who could be available this offseason who could fit needs for the Jets. We've talked about players on the offensive side of the ball so far. Let's move to the defensive side of the ball. And there's a guy on a division rival who's a Pro Bowler this year, who's set to become a free agent, and that's Jordan Poyer, a safety from the Buffalo Bills. And I think you look at the Jets' defense right now, it's very good on the defensive line. It's excellent at corner. Jets, you could argue, I think, have the best group of corners in the NFL. The positions where they're kind of weak, linebacker, safety. And I think the Jets could probably use another edge rusher, but linebacker and safety are the key points. Jordan Poyer is going to be a free agent, and you know, I don't know if the Jets are going to bring LaMarcus Joyner back. I'm assuming they're bringing Jordan Whitehead back, which I'm not sure is a great decision. There's a chance they don't bring Whitehead back. I think it would be really tough to bring Joyner back based on the year he had. I just do not think he had that good of a year. He had his moments. There were some individual games where he was good. The Pittsburgh game comes to mind, but I was not at all impressed by what Jordan Whitehead brought to the table. So how about another Jordan Poyer? Now, one of the things about Jordan Poyer that's kind of a catch-22, he's on the wrong side of 30. And that can be dangerous because, you know, it can go very quickly for players in the NFL. I probably do not need to tell you that. But when you're on the wrong side of 30, it also means that teams are aware of this, and maybe there's not quite as much demand. And sometimes you can get a player on a more reasonable deal when he's a little bit older. So, you know, that's kind of the scenario for the Jets. But I look at what the Jets have right now at the safety position. Again, we brought in LaMarcus Joyner this year. Can you tell me bringing in Jordan Poyer would really be that much worse of a move? You know, Poyer plays the deep safety a lot, and that's kind of where the Jets have kind of moved their safety position. They have, I think, both Joyner and Whitehead played a decent share, a large share of their snaps at the deep safety position. Poyer has shown some sort of ability. You know, I think interceptions can come and go, but he has shown some decent ball skills through the years, and you also have to like it when you have like kind of what I refer to as the double whammy signing, where not only do you strengthen yourself, but you weaken one of your biggest rivals. You know, the Bills kind of have the curse of the good team. You want to be a good team, but that also means you have to prioritize. It also means, you know, cap space is not as plentiful. Josh Allen's rookie deal is ending. Now, I'm not an expert. I'm not going to act like I'm an expert on the Bills salary cap situation, but when you lose that quarterback on the rookie deal, and you know Allen's not going to be on his rookie deal anymore, it eats up a lot of cap space, and you can't keep the same team intact. And again, you have to prioritize. In most systems, safety is not really viewed as a premium position. So if you're looking to cut back a guy who's, again, a little bit on the older side, maybe that's a guy who shakes free. I don't know it's going to cost a ton of money, again, because it's a safety position. So it's not, safety's 10, unless you're talking about the guys who are at the very top of the league at the position, it's not really a spot where you generate a ton of money. And again, if you're looking to complete this defense, you got to look to the middle of the field. And I think you've kind of seen the Jets build this piece by piece. The first offseason with Robert Saleh, it was all about the defensive line. The second offseason was about corner, which was funny because that first offseason heading into 2021, the Jets went with nothing at corner. And they acted like they were really confident with what they had at corner, starting Brandon Echols, you know, day three rookie, and Bryce Hall, who actually put together a decent year that year, but was still a day three pick. And you probably know all the stories of Bryce Hall, how he could have gone earlier if not for injuries. But, you know, the Jets kind of, you know, weren't exactly honest about how much they liked corner heading into 2021. And then they fixed corner in the offseason of 2021. And now they're telling us they like what they have at linebacker and safety. Maybe they do. In fact, I kind of fear that they do. But maybe they don't. Maybe they're looking to upgrade those spots. And, you know, this could be a good situation, a guy who could at least buy you maybe a year or two to figure out what you want to do with the safety position long term, invest in the guy and let him sit for a year or two and develop. So I think those, you know, that's a guy who seems to me to be a logical fit, in part because I don't think you're gonna have to break the bank for him. Anyway, that's all for today's episode. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day is our motto. As always, if you enjoy the show, hit the subscribe button where you're watching or listening so that you'll never miss an episode. If you're listening on a podcast source, please give the show a 5-star review. If you're watching on YouTube, please a big thumbs up. These things help the channel out and help other Jets fans find the podcast. Have a great Friday, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday to talk more Jets.